going on, Brotherhood Tulsa? What a great morning we had. If you weren't at the Brotherhood Breakfast this morning, we had Jefferson Bethke here. He just finished co-writing a book called Fighting Shadows. He shared a little bit with us from his book. It was amazing. It was out of 2 Timothy, the second chapter, where Paul is talking to Timothy, and he gives him three metaphors of how to live our lives as men. He says we can live like a soldier, like an athlete, or like a farmer. And Bethke kind of zeroed in on that athlete language. And he said we basically have three choices. We can either be an athlete, which means we live a disciplined life. We confine ourselves to really become the people that God wants us to be. And that's not always easy, but it's the path that leads to life. He said, or we could just be spectators. We could just stand and applaud for those who are actually in the game, and we just stay on the sideline. And that's not what God intended. And then the last one, he said, we can be a cheater. We can cut corners. We can take shortcuts. We can be selfish at the expense of the people that are around us. That's not what God has called us to. He's called us to that difficult, narrow path because that's the path that leads to life. And so if you didn't see it, you didn't get to be there this morning, then I would say check it out on YouTube or on our podcast platforms. And man, make sure you apply what we're learning. That's what makes the difference, is if we put into practice the things that we are learning as a brotherhood, it makes all the difference for ourselves, for our families, for our churches, for our community and the world around us. So I hope that you'll do that. Hey, in June, it's me. I'm actually speaking in June. I haven't spoken by myself at a breakfast for a while. So I'm talking about moving forward bravely out of Joshua chapter 1. I think we need that in our world right now. So anyway, invite your friends. Hope we have a great June breakfast together. Until then, just keep living out kind of our code as a brotherhood. We honor one another. We honor the King, right? And that's who we are. So live that out, man. Love you, brothers, and we'll see you next time.